We need to be able to create fairly convincing AI for the red paddle so that it behaves in a manner that roughly simulates a human player. What we will do is as follows. If the puck enters the red player's side of the game board, then the red paddle will move directly toward the puck to hit it. The figure shows how this is done. Given the paddle position and the puck position, we compute the displacement vector from the paddle to the puck. We then normalize this vector to make it unit length, which gives us a purely directional vector. The red paddle will move along this direction at some given speed. Note that for each frame, this direction will be different as the objects move. Hence, we must do these calculations for every frame. This is not really realistic, since most human players will lead the puck based on where they anticipate the puck will end up at. Moreover, sometimes this leads to the AI hitting the puck in the wrong direction. Nevertheless, our strategy suffices for our first game, and is easy to code. After the red paddle collides with the puck, we will freeze the red paddle for a short duration to simulate a recovery time. This is to model the fact that when a human player hits the puck, it takes some time to prepare for another hit. You cannot repeatedly hit the puck instantaneously. The pseudocode shown in the box shows how this is implemented. Basically, while there is outstanding recovery time, the red paddle will not be updated. Finally, when the puck is not on the red player's side, the red paddle should return to a ready position, which we specify to be in front of its goal box.